Good night. Good evening, Rabbi Sev. Now we're going to get into some of the practical Musar elements the letter. Okay, Doc. I'm sorry if I'm drinking in your presence and you're still fasting. I apologize. Okay, out in Arizona, you know, you're still fasting.
Yes. No, it's fast is over here too.
Oh, okay, fine.
I'm drinking too.
Okay, fine.
My fast too.
Okay, fine. No, I would feel bad drinking in front of you, making you jealous. But okay. Now he said, "Hakol yavi b'mishpat." Every single thing that a person will do, there will be mishpat on it. Hakol, and he starts off with one of his main themes in this letter, and is the choymer, the stringency, the importance of watching your dibor, your speech. The importance of dibor and the strictness of dibor, that is where he starts off with. So he says, HaKol Yavi B'mishpat, I'll call dibor. Every single word, a person is going to be brought l'mishpat on it. And even a simple dibur kal is going to be brought lemishpat. Now, what does it mean, dibur kal? Dibur kal means a dibur which didn't have an avera to it. Okay? So in other words, it wasn't necessarily an avera, but it's just wasting words or wasting time. Okay? Now, b'chlal, there's another pshat maybe. So dibur kal could mean that it's on avera. Another pshat in dibur kal could mean dibur by nature, people feel, is davar kal. You know, sticks and stones can break my bones and words will never hurt me or whatever these things, right? That people don't think words are powerful. And there's no lemaisa in dibur. So people tend to not be so chomor in dibur. Also, when a person's a child, if a person hits their friend, their son, their child, their sibling, the parents are mechanach them on hitting. But not as strict are the parents mechanach the children on dibur. Look, he doesn't understand. So dibur, in the eyes of people, is a davar kal. And that's what the Gra maybe is referring to. And he says, v'loy ne'evad, nothing is lost, afilu dibur kal. Okay, now, more than that, Chafetz Chaim says that a dibur goes, even though people think it's kal, really can cause a lot more damage than a ma'isa. Because a ma'isa is limited. A dibur is not limited. In the spiritual sense, a dibur comes from the guf. Maisa comes from the guf. Dibur comes from ruach. Right? We have nefesh, ruach, neshama. We have the ruach is the bridge between the nefesh and the neshama. And the nefesh chayim, we discussed it. Ba'arichas, with the bushel of the glass blower, that the ruach is what is starting to physicalize the neshama of the person, right? But in reality, dibur is a lot more spiritual than maisa. And therefore, a person can technically accomplish more harm with their dibur than they can with their maisa. So that's also something to keep in mind, okay? V'lachein ani mazhircha. So now the Gra gives startling advice, okay, based on his fear for misuse of dibur. Shetargili b'chol hayoyser leishev yichidus. You should do as much as you can to stay alone. In other words, I guess I'm not sure if you could say something like, since he was afraid that since she was leaving, he was leaving, so maybe she would look for some sort of social outlet. I mean, I'm talking like, but that's what people would say nowadays. But regardless, I don't know what the motivation was to say it right now, but he says to her that the dangers of misuse of Dibur are so great that it's kedai to stay home alone. So you don't have the nisayon of who to talk to, what to talk about, and you're going to say the right thing, the wrong thing. That's what Maharshi says. So b'chol ha'yoser leishev yechidis, ki chet ha'loshon al kulay. Because chet ha'loshon is one of the most strictest areas. Okay? There's also a Rambam about this, but before we get to the Rambam, so I remember in yeshiva, I had this. There was a guy, and he sat always at the French table, the table with the French bottle. So I'm like, oh, I never knew you knew French. It's like, I don't, that's why I sit there. I can't talk to anyone. He sat at the table during lunch with these guys. So that's like we get the yechidus. Look, I don't know what things people talk about during lunch. Maybe Lashon Hara, Stam, wasting. I sit by myself. I can't really talk to anybody, and it's good. Now, I did see that someone said that this is a conflict. This concept is a conflict with Torah, because Torah, you're not supposed to learn by yourself. So what type of advice is this? You should stay by yourself. I mean, you're supposed to be part of a kehillah. You're supposed to learn with people. So some say maybe that's for men, not for women. Women are more likely to get overly engaged in Dibur. So for them, the only way to protect themselves from the misuse of Dibur is to stay alone. Maybe that's pshat. There is a Rambam that discusses this, and I want to learn the Rambam inside, because he really brings up the point that the Grub brings up. Let me pull it up on the screen. One moment, please. Okay, I got it. Okay, says Rambam, Derech Briyasa Shel Adam. Derech Briyasa Shel Adam, a person is, nature is, Liyois Nimshach B'Deoisav, that a person will be influenced in his midas, Uvamaisav, and in his actions, Achar Reyav V'Chaverav, by his friends. V'Noye Keminag Anshem Minedinosav. And he will be noyeg like the people that amongst whom he lives. Lefikach, therefore, tzarch adam lehischaber letzadikim. Therefore, a person should always be connected to tzadikim. Veleishav etzal chachamim, and to sit with chachamim tamid always kedeshilo yilmay maaseim, so that he will learn from them. Viyisrachik min arishoyim, and he should stay far away from arishoyim. Okay, then he continues on the bottom. He says here, v'chein. If he lives in a place that the people's behavior is not good, and the people there do not go on a straight path, he should go to find tzaddikim. But if all the countries that we know of are, you know, misbehaving, they don't act properly, kimo is manino, like it is in our days, or you can't get to the place that, you know, that people are a better influence because it's taxes, or the government doesn't allow it, or you're sick. So he says, yeshev levado yechidi. You should sit by yourself, King and Shenemar, Yeshev Bodoid V'yidoy. You should sit by yourself and be quiet. If it gets to the point that you that the government or the country, the environment is such, they will not allow you to stay by yourself, then go out into the midbar and just be disassociate yourself from society completely. So this is a gra that we're saying, but the gra is really word for word a Rambam. What?
It's not the same.
Oh, it's not the same one.
No, I feel that the gra says, even if you are between Sadiqim, maybe if you have a good chat, it's relatively quiet.
Okay, so the question is the gra being more machmer than the Rambam? Is the gra saying that he's not saying everyone in Vilna is a bunch of Rishonim. He didn't say that. He didn't say Vilna's atmosphere, you may get influenced. He's advising for seclusion. He's a proponent of seclusion for a totally different reason. Rambam's saying because you may get influenced by your society. Whereas the gra doesn't say that he said that. The gra is more that it's not good to socialize with even good people, because you're going to have to talk and you may send the wrong thing and there's a big decision.
It's the wrong, because you may end up saying the wrong thing or
shtick by itself. Even shtick by itself
is the Bible.
Like we said, well, he says, keep eight haloshen al kulay. Now, eight haloshen in the Gra is about talking extra b'chlal, but, Chazal, the Gra says, Elu dvarim sha'adam oichal parasem. Now he has a gear that we don't have. Elu dvarim sha'adam oichal parasem ba'olam hazeh. V'kein kayemet lo l'olam haba. And he says, v'lashon hara keneged kulam. So, you know, the Gros started speaking about lashon hara before the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim didn't make it up. The Gros spoke about it ba'arichus more than the Chofetz Chaim. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem. Okay, so more on this topic. Shkach.
Hi.
Thank you very much.